the cost of corruption in Afghanistan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. A new report from the United Nations finds the cost of corruption increased by 40% in Afghanistan between 2009 and 2012. And the report says fully half of all Afghans are paying bribes. The BBC's Bilal Sarwari joins us from Kabul with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So 50% of Afghans are paying bribes?
That's right. And these revelations are very shocking because it mentions that Afghans paid bribes in 2012 worth $3.9 billion. They paid bribes, the report says, to police officers, to teachers at school because you wanted your son to be treated well. And the worst thing is that it shatters the confidence of the Afghan people in the Afghan government. And in rural areas, this is how the Taliban are promoting their insurgency. They say, we are not corrupt. If you live in our areas, our governors will never ask you for money. But here's an Afghan government that is taking bribes and that is corrupt.
Now, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has pointed the finger at some of the contracts that are being given out by the U.S. government.
President Karzai has done that, but it's also important to note that he's also admitted that corruption exists within the Afghan government as well. One of the problems that exists inside the Afghan government is that there are so many bodies that are supposed to be fighting corruption, but there are allegations that those bodies themselves are corrupt. For example, there were some very serious allegations that one of the cabinet ministers had stolen government land worth millions of dollars. That case made it to the Afghan media. There was a lot of interest. But in the end, no one was able to take any action. When Afghans see that no high-level official is brought to justice or is seriously investigated, they just think it's okay to pay bribes and it's okay to live with corruption.
The BBC's Bilal Sarwari in Kabul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.